Thank you very much. I listened with great interest to the presentation by Marcial Lima about the consistent efforts that is now made in Brazil to overcome the problems of the last few years and rebuild on the basis of this tremendously important efforts for racial equality and justice for people of African descent in Brazil that has been developed since the years before and certainly in the years after the Durban World Conference. And it really is a great testimony to how important the DDPA is for Brazil and for the whole region of Latin America. And something, it's a story that really needs to be told to the world, told to all those who are defaming the Durban Declaration. So they are, when they are defaming the DDPA, they are in fact defaming many countries in Latin America, and in particular Brazil, which has made such great efforts and also results in the implementation of the DDPA. I think we should recall this when, for example, there is now, even in one of the big countries, there is the Supreme Court, which have decided that there should be no longer any affirmative action in that country, that Brazil is pushing ahead with affirmative action for creating racial justice. We are very glad to hear about this, and also the efforts to give justice to the Quilombos, to recall the historical memory, for example, that of Palmares, which was such an important event in the history of Brazil and Latin America in the 17th century, when the enslaved people rebelled and established their own republic inside Brazil for almost 100 years and defended it under the leadership of Zumbi. We need to hear more about this, and I recall that we did devote time on this matter at the last session of the group of eminent independent experts, which was chaired by Edna Roland, the longtime chair of the eminent group, who was also the rapporteur general of the Durban World Conference. So Brazil has an exceptionally great history here, and of course the Lula naming of an 18th goal to the SDGs was very inspiring. So we thank for that intervention, and we will really like to have this further documented so that it can assist in the global anti-racism work and in the implementation of the DDPA. Like the former NGO speaker, we, like many others, are really concerned about this permanent forum, that it's not based on the implementation of the DDPA. And also that there was established, without any consultations, a so-called International Day for People of African Descent on the proposal of Costa Rica, which explicitly denied the centrality of the DDPA to people of African descent, and instead say that they should rely on the Agenda 2030, which hardly mentioned the issue of racism. It's very unfortunate that we have had this sort of idea promoted now for a certain number of years since the advent of these issues, and which actually carries the message that people of African descent can achieve their rights without the DDPA. They can instead rely on the agenda 2030. We think this is extremely unfortunate, and also that this comes together with the refusal by the Office of the High Commissioner to publish in full the program of activities of the International Decade, which states that its implementation is an integral part of the full and effective implementation of the DDPA, namely that the decade cannot be seen, cannot be implemented without the being an integral part of the full and effective implementation of the DDPA. And this was really central to the negotiation process and to the achievement of consensus.
Can I request the participant to focus on the agenda item of our discussion this afternoon? Yes.